Good morning and welcome back from spring break. For our worship today, we'll be using the Office of Prime, which you'll find on page 108 in the front part of your hymn book. And we begin with the versicles. Please rise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault in thought, word, and deed. For the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, forgive me all my sin, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. Our scripture reading is recorded in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. These are your words, Heavenly Father, they are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. In the great story of the exodus of the children of Israel from their slavery in Egypt back to the Promised Land, that historical account has many wonderful parallels for the Christian life, for all of us throughout all time, when it comes to various aspects of our relationship to God and the world around us. God had given warnings to the children of Israel that as they passed by various nations, they might be kind of intrigued by them and tempted by them, and especially with their very hedonistic and immoral worship and practices that were going on in their various cultures and societies, the Lord knew that much of this might be very tantalizing to his own chosen people through whom the Messiah would come. And so he gave them very firm warnings to be careful of this as they went on this great journey. They were able to look and see visibly the challenges around them in these various cultures, which the devil, in his own invisible way, was certainly working in a way to try to tempt them as well. The problem that we have on our walk in this life is that, as St. Paul says in the next chapter after this one, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. An invisible enemy, if you will. The work of the kingdom of the devil. You know, it's interesting how Disney and various Hollywood productions try to depict evil. And some of you, maybe even in some of your communications courses, study about how certain images or certain music or even the backdrop that is used and the colors that are used can often be used to sort of depict evil. Watch Little Mermaid with a little child, and he or she can spot the evil characters just like that as soon as they come on the screen. But evil isn't always that easy for us to see and to understand in our world. Quite often it can come to us in ways that appear to be rather good and nice and inviting. Paul says that the devil even dresses up as an angel of light at times. And yet, his horrific work and desire to devour us in our faith remains the same. What would it be like if God permitted us to put on, let's say, some special glasses to see the actual workings of the devil in this world? St. Paul reminds us, the days are very evil. The days are evil. And he was writing this 2,000 years ago. What would he say today in our culture? The culture around us today, the society around us that entices us, is one that has more and more given way to evil and even praises it at times. One author, Christian author, recently looking at our society said that we have a loss of moral criteria in our culture. A loss of moral criteria. We no longer have a way in our society and culture to even measure what is wrong and what is immoral. And Christians are, in this culture, are likewise caught up in that type of thinking. We are tempted by these blurred lines, if you will, to start falling into the world's way of thinking as well. And this is one of the signs that our Lord gave us that we would see before the end and before his return. Talking about his church, his believers, he says, the love of most will grow cold. There will start to be, even inside of the church, more and more of a desire toward evil things that the outward visible church embraces. If Satan can convince you that he is not a threat to you, then he's at your doorstep. And if he can even convince you that he doesn't exist, then he's already won the battle. A number of years ago, I had a man come to me in my office one day, was very upset. He was a retired gentleman, and he had just found out that one of his good friends, who was the chairman of his home congregation back in Milwaukee, that one of his good friends had just died of a heart attack. But that isn't what bothered him. He had died in the bed of a prostitute. And the family now just didn't know how to handle it. God has placed us, the children of light, as St. Paul refers to us in just verses ahead of this, God has placed us on this narrow path and walk of faith to the beautiful home in heaven we have prepared for us, all taken care of for us because of the work of God's own Son, our Lord Jesus, who went to the cross to redeem us, to buy us back to God, and to give us this beautiful future and this beautiful hope. But until we get to that promised land, the Lord now warns us in love. He says, watch as you walk around carefully. Those are the Greek words translated a little differently. Watch as you walk around carefully. It's actually one of the words in that phrase is the same word that has the root for acrobat. Think about how an acrobat has to watch his or her steps so carefully. That's the wording that Paul chooses to use for us in our Christian lives as we go through this life. The NIV translates it, be very careful how you live. You know, in our culture today, we often hear the expression about when you're in your late teens and early 20s, that, oh, it's a time in your life when you can kind of sow your wild oats. Well, is there anything in Scripture that says that? Can you find me a single passage in the Bible that says, go ahead and do that? That's not what your Lord tells you to do. This isn't a time to be messing around with what the world wants and putting things into your body and using your body in a sexual way that is completely contrary to the will of God. How is that going to benefit you in your walk as a Christian? How is it ever going to help you as a child of God, as a child of light, to go back into the darkness and to be enticed back to the evil culture around us? Paul says, be careful how you walk. Be careful as you go through this life. He says we should be redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time, an interesting phrase. Martin Luther says this about that phrase, steal or rob the time as you may. Nothing ought to be more important to you than efforts for the building of God's kingdom for yourself or for others. Grab every opportunity you can. Paul says we need to know what the Lord's will is, not just about the wonderful salvation he's given us so freely in Christ, but even about our lives now in this world and how we go about those lives. I had a young lady years ago come to me, and she was in her mid to late 20s, and she had been confirmed at the church I was serving at the time, and she said, I want to go through adult instruction. And I said, well, why? You've already been confirmed. I said, that'd be great, you can do it, but why? And she said, well, when I was in college, I started to get led away by a professor who caused me to question a lot of things in my faith so that I almost completely walked away from the faith, and I need to get it back. She was redeeming the time by the grace of God. This is not a time in our spiritual lives to grow complacent. This is not a time in our spiritual lives to grow soft on matters of morality where God has spoken very clearly and definitively. And this is certainly no time for us to let our guard down. Think of what our Lord Jesus has come to do and what he has accomplished by defeating the devil through his cross and his glorious resurrection. Think what he put on the line for you and me to someday get to enjoy heaven. Think what that means for your future. Let's never let anything take that away from us. It is way too valuable to lose for the garbage of the culture that is around us. Amen. Please rise. Please join me in the responsory as you find it on page 108. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. O Lord Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy upon us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. Arise, O Christ, and help us, and deliver us for your name's sake. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, bright Son of the world, shine upon my spirit and drive away the night of sin, that I may walk in your holy light all my life and even forevermore. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the Lord Almighty order this day and all our doings in his peace. Amen.